Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in. The conversation rolls along on a Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a nice day. We're talking about Have a Nice Day 5K coming up here as well. Melissa Gilley is here, and Dave Gober of First Community Mortgage and the Rutherford Home Show is here. And Melissa, how do you know this guy, or is he just hanging around?
No, he's not just hanging around. He's family.
Family?
He's family.
Now, do you claim him as family?
I do.
Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I guess we've talked to Melissa the past couple of years about Have a Nice Day 5K and all, and realized that she was family, but First Community Mortgage is a sponsor of this event, and you've always had a big hand in helping out with this, haven't you?
Yes, and it's been our privilege to do so. Bruce was a great kid. Like you said, he's family. I couldn't, want to sponsor anything more than I would this race for him.
Well, you have been heavily involved in that from year to year, and it's kind of interesting that, I mean, you kind of like to get involved in community events, but this is one that's kind of special. It's different, isn't it?
It is. And Bruce was special. I mean, you know, some of the things that he was ahead of his time, I think, in the way he was thinking, and his walk with the Lord was really, it's inspirational. You know, it shows you that, you know, he's in control, and it makes you want to grow more spiritually as a person.
Well, since you were here, and you always like to step in front of the microphone, I thought we'd say, let you say hello, and you're going to actually be on the road tomorrow. You're going to leave it to Dean, so.
I will. So, but we're going to give a shout out tomorrow about the information about the race again, in case you got a friend or a family member that hasn't had a chance to listen today. They can tune in tomorrow, and we'll give a little rundown of what they can do on the Rutherford Home Show at 11:30 to 12:30 tomorrow, and then maybe another spot next week if we can get that worked out. But anyway, I appreciate it, Aunt Melissa. Good to see you again, and Brian, take care.
You'll be on tomorrow as soon as you can get those guys that come on before you to shut up.
That's exactly right. I wasn't going to say that because you control the mic, not me.
Oh, well, Dave, I appreciate you stopping in, and we look forward to the Rutherford Home Show tomorrow.
Okay, thanks again.
All right, Dave Gober, he called you Aunt Melissa, huh?
He did.
Melissa, this is the Have a Nice Day 5K. Are you changing the name up a little bit?
We,
did I hear you say?
We changed the name this year. We sure did. The name is now Run for Him. Mm-hmm. It's still the Bruce Gilley Memorial Run. But we wanted the name to reflect a little more of who Bruce was. And so we came up with Run for Him. Bruce was passionate about his walk with the Lord, and what he did was for Christ. And we are very fortunate to share his journal and what he's written, and now we want to run for him also.
Yeah. You know, I have found myself each year remembering the story, and some folks may not remember, so I'm going to give you a chance here to share it with us, but a lot of his journal entries have been online at brucegilley.com, and you can find a lot of information about Race for Him, the 5K and the 10K, the Bruce Gilley Memorial Run, which is a week from tomorrow. And you can sign up and register and everything there on the website, active.com as well. So we'll pass that along in a minute. But tell me about Bruce. He was a young man, obviously, and died very, very young, but kind of give us the background on Bruce.
Okay, Bruce was, Bruce was an awesome 14-year-old. He was an awesome kid, but his last year, 14 years old, and who lived that last year sharing and journaling and ministering to other kids. But he was a normal kid and every other sense of the word. He loved his music. He loved playing video games.
Did he have a messy room?
His room was a wreck.
Okay.
Candy wrappers everywhere.
Sounds like your typical teen.
Exactly. He loved playing the guitar, loved rock and roll, but he loved socializing and being with his friends and talking about Jesus. He just loved that more than anything, and to share that with others. He lived life to the fullest every day. Mm-hmm. Had a good time, good smile, big smile, and all around unique, good kid.
Now, where did he go to elementary school?
He went to Las Casas Elementary School.
And survived Mr. Larry Stewart, apparently.
Survived Mr. Larry Stewart. He sure did. And then he went to McFadden for 2 years, his sixth and seventh grade year, and then back to Las Casas for his eighth grade year, and then on to Oakland his freshman year.
Mm-hmm. Now, remind us about what happened when he was 14.
Okay. Bruce... that summer had just taken up running. He had played other sports his entire life, baseball, basketball, soccer, but just decided he wanted to try running and absolutely loved it. And a friend at church, college friend he had talked to, they had ran together, and the night before he passed away, he had ran 7 miles and did fine, never a pain, never an ache. And that day, August 20th, 2004, he was at cross-country practice, and I had gone a little early to make sure they were having practice. Bruce came to the car with two of his friends, Corey and Kelsey, arm in arm, laughing and having a big time, and said, yeah, we're having practice, and, you know, I'll see you in a bit, and was fine, and went out and ran that day, finished practice, and... his coach looked over to him after practice, put his hand on his shoulder, and said, how was your run, Bruce? Bruce said, it was great, and then collapsed. He had a congenital heart defect we found later that wasn't detected, and had a heart attack on the field and passed away mm-hmm. that day.
You know, I read a story in the Murfreesboro Post and other places about the family, and is it hard each time when you go back and somebody asks you to recount what happened and to talk about it? I mean, does it get easier?
No, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult each and every time, but I can't say it's as hard as it was that first year or maybe the first 2 years, but we love to share too, so in sharing, and especially after 7 years, a lot of people don't know the story. So mm-hmm. we go back to what happened. It was the most horrific day of our lives. But I've tried to look at it differently this past year, and the anniversary of Bruce's death, I've tried to look at what that day was for Bruce and not what it was for the rest of us.
Yeah.
But But it's still, it's hard, and it always will be. You can't love the way a mom loves and ever it ever be easy, but that's okay.
Well, I can only imagine. I had actually when Dave texted me and asked me to have you on, I thought of a good friend at church this year who lost his son, and his son was in his 20s, maybe early 30s this mm-hmm. last year when he passed away, which was very young. And you know, you have people grieve and how hard that is to deal with. And I don't know that it matters if they're 14 or they're 20 or 30 or 40 or longer. You know,
no.
You parents expect to go before their children.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And it takes I think it takes a special person to do what you're doing, and I say that because you have to recount the story not only every anniversary, but every time it comes around for the 5K, but I think that's just by knowing from what I've read and read on his blog and what you have shared, that's really what Bruce would want you to do.
Right. It is what Bruce would want us to do. And a lady said to me, a mom, just recently, she said, "I admire you for doing the 5K. She said, I can't imagine how hard that is to go through that each year and be constantly reminded. And I said, oh, no, you know, because that is our one day of the year. That's our Bruce Day. And we get to share. And, yes, it's difficult at times leading up to it. But if you've ever been to the race or it is just a day filled with so much love and emotion and joy that it's just such a Bruce Day. He would love it, and he would want us to share as much as we could with others and what God's taught us and done for us through this and strengthened us. And so, yeah, it's difficult at times, but the good far outweighs the difficult days.
We're talking to Melissa Gilley today about the Run for Him, the 5K. Have you done a 10K before?
This is our first 10K.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, I don't remember. It's the former Have a Nice Day 5K. So, you know.
Right.
So tell me about this 10K. How did that come about?
We wanted the race to continue to grow, and we had done the 5K. It had been very successful. We had 500 participants the first year and 600 last year. But we still wanted it to grow and to reach out to what I call the real runners in the community, the ones that wanted to compete. So we wanted to offer a little bit more. This year we decided to add the 10K. There's not that many 10Ks in Murfreesboro. So we wanted to add that and hopefully attract more runners.
So will it just be twice, or is there a different course, or how
no,
does that work?
No, it'll start at the same time, mm-hmm. and the 10K participants will run the same route as the 5K, but they'll continue on. They'll go a little further down Old Las Casas and Greenland Drive. The course map is on the website. I know people like to look at that run, but it's on the website. And then they'll both begin at Bel Air and end at Bel Air.
All right, and that's BruceGilley.com, by the way,
right,
where you can
right.
find all of it, and just click on the race info tab, and it does show everything, all the race course map and all. So tell me about the proceeds. Where do the proceeds go to from the 5K and the 10K?
The proceeds go to send youth and kids to camp, and church events that could not afford to go otherwise. We started the fund after Bruce passed away. Instead of flowers or that kind of thing, we asked that they just give to the youth fund at our church. And, of course, after a few years, that fund was depleted, so we wanted to do something to add more money to that, and came up with the run, which was So Bruce, and so each year we use that money for that purpose, to send kids. Bruce loved camp. He went every chance he could get, whether it was with Bel Air or Las Casas Baptist or whoever he could go with. He jumped on board and was at camp or mission trips, and absolutely found so much joy in his spiritual walk. He just grew so much as a Christian through that we knew that's what he'd want to do.
Yeah. So now, this for kids that want to go to camp or other church activities at Bel Air?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's obviously, you've got a great church to be able to begin. And what a nice run it is out in that area for the 5K and the 10K.
It is. It's a great run. We go through Garrison Cove subdivision, and the people there just welcome us and are out there cheering us on. And it's a good route, good area, and we're blessed.
Very
to be
neat.
Able to do that.
Now, the race again is a week from tomorrow, so on the 29th. Do you have to register ahead of time, or can you register that day? I know it would be better if you did it ahead of time, too.
It's best to do it ahead of time. You can go to BruceGilley.com, and there's a link on there to register also. But if you're not really sure if you know, you're going to be able to participate. You can register the day before on Friday at Josara's Coffee Shop. We'll have pre-packet pickup there. And you can register that day or race morning up until 7:30. We'll be registering people.
Now, what time is the start? Is it
the
at 8?
Start is at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock sharp.
8 o'clock sharp.
And again, you can find all of this information at brucegilley.com about Run for Him, the 5K and the 10K, formerly the Bruce Gilley Have a Nice Day 5K. I like the new logo and everything, by the way.
Oh, I do, too. It's awesome. Our daughter, Ashley, works for an advertising company, and they had sponsored the race, and this is what they contributed this year was our new logo and a new name. It's really cool. I think everybody's going to be excited.
Now, how old is Ashley?
Ashley's 26.
So she was older sister?
He has two older sisters. Ashley's 26, and then his older sister, Rhiannon, is 33. So he was the baby of the bunch and most spoiled, I guess.
Well, aren't they all? I'm the youngest of six, and all my other brothers say that. And I have five older brothers, so I was in for it. But, they say the very same thing. But, that's really, it's a whole family event, isn't it?
It is. It's a family event, and all of our family, our church family, and then the community just embrace it, and we're so blessed. Like I said, if you've never been, it's a day like none other, by far my favorite day of the year. And I think anyone who comes and participates or just comes and hangs out, as Bruce would do a lot of times, and eat the homemade goodies. Our church and family provides homemade goodies for the participants, which gives our race a little unique, another little unique factor there that people love. But it's a good day that I think everybody enjoys.
Well, I've heard a lot of people who say they like to come just to hang out.
Yeah, yeah, you know? And we say that if you don't want to run, walk, and we have as many walkers as we do runners. But if you don't want to do either, just come and hang out because it's great. It's a great time.
Well, I would encourage you to go to brucegilley.com and check out the race information and get registered there, and you can take a look at the race course map. But before you leave the website, go to About Bruce, because I think that's where you have some of his journal entries there as well.
It is.
Very neat. Anything else we need to mention, Melissa, or did we catch everything?
I think we caught most everything. We do want to thank First Community Mortgage and Dave and Kay Wood Builders and all of our sponsors, but those two are two of our main ones, and so appreciate that.
Yeah, and they've got a sponsor tab on their website as well, so you'll want to check that out. A lot of great people who sponsor the event, and again, all the proceeds help young people at Bel Air go to church camp and other youth activities. So, Melissa, it's always always fun to talk to you. We get to do this once a year, so we'll do it again next year, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Melissa Gilley joining us to talk about the Run for Him, the 5K, 10K, which is coming up, formerly the Bruce Gilley Have a Nice Day 5K. We're going to take a break, come back after a check of the latest information here, and wrap up the show on Rutherford Issues. Stay with us.